You're listening to SBS News.
She was Australia's first and so far only woman Prime Minister. And in her role as chair of the Global Partnership for Education, Julia Gillard is working to increase access to schooling for girls around the world. She's told the BBC that too many children were already struggling to get an education before the coronavirus pandemic hit.
The best estimates were that 250 million children of school age were not going to school, not getting an opportunity, and hundreds of millions more had quality problems with their education. We've been working hard at the Global Partnership for Education on that problem, but of course we've been concerned that COVID could push us backwards with schools closed, education hours lost, and unfortunately the evidence from earlier health crises like Ebola is that when schools close, the most marginalised children don't return.
Ms Gillard's joined world leaders and prominent activists in London for an education summit jointly hosted by the United Kingdom and Kenya to address just that. Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, was among those to speak at the event. He says while children are at the least risk of severe disease or death from COVID-19, they've been greatly affected by the pandemic in other ways.
More than half the world's students have been affected by prolonged school closures and other disruptions to education. This has magnified inequities for already marginalized children, especially girls. Some children have been out of school for more than 9 months, increasing their risk of dropping out of education completely, jeopardizing their future employment prospects and their health.
Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai is perhaps the most recognizable activist demanding world leaders increase their support for girls' education and listen to the voices of young women. The 24-year-old says 130 million girls are already out of school. And with climate change reaching a critical point, the issue will only get worse.
Malala Fund estimates that climate-related events will lead to at least 12.5 million more girls a year deprived from learning. If we want a stronger, fairer world, we must keep girls learning. Girls' education improves public health, mitigates climate change, improves peace, and promotes economic growth. Strong education financing is key to achieving this goal.
Somalia's Prime Minister, Mohamed Hussein Roble, is among the leaders of countries with low education rates, planning to do just that.
We cannot achieve development and growth as a society without the educational empowerment of 50% of our population. The Somali government is committed to ensuring the equitable access to quality education of our girls. When you educate a girl, you educate a whole society.
The British government is being criticised for advocating for girls' education while simultaneously slashing the country's foreign aid budget. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is pledging $600 million towards the GPE's efforts to provide fair access to public education in 90 countries and territories around the world.
This is the silver bullet. This is the magic potion. This is the panacea. This is the universal cure. This is the Swiss Army knife, complete with Allen key and screwdriver and everything else, that can solve virtually every problem that afflicts humanity.
But he's also cutting $5.6 billion from the UK's International Development Allowance. British officials say that's a temporary action that had to be taken due to the economic strain from pandemic recovery. Despite this, the summit has raised $4 billion of its $5 billion 2025 target to help the Global Partnership for Education buy books, train teachers, and build classrooms for children out of school. Uhuru Kenyatta is the Prime Minister of Kenya.
These resources will provide catalytic support to get more than 175 million boys and girls in school. It will help to enroll 88 million more children in school, including 46 million more girls, and also protect 2 million girls from child marriages, essentially helping us to deliver on the promise of education as a social economic development.
For its part, the Australian government will invest $180 million in the GPE's work in the Indo-Pacific region to help ensure disruptions to education caused by the pandemic don't undo decades of progress. Amy Hall, SBS News.